T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Now it's time for Believe It.
Believe.
I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe It or Not. On the Jeff Calkins Show.
You know, he's in Memphis. Totally screwed.
Believe It or Not.
I think that's too much.
Yeah.
I'll answer for you. No, they're not totally screwed.
Yeah. I do think yesterday was sobering.
Ominous, sobering, whatever you want to say.
Sure.
I think that's all those things are right. And at this point, I heard you guys talking about it. I heard GP talking about it. I've written about it. I think we've sort of analyzed it to death. We are looking at tea leaves. We're reading between the lines.
Sure.
We are looking at tea leaves. And the two things to take away from yesterday's IARP timeline that was released by the IARP, because they're sick of people saying that they are moving slowly and doing nothing, when in fact there's been correspondence flying back and forth, and when in fact Memphis has requested 6 separate extensions over the time period. That's why they released it. Ha! Look, see, it's not our fault. That's what they were saying there. Show your work. Also, it's just a show your work issue. So there were 2 takeaways. The first is, feels like we're going to get the answer soon. Right? That's the first takeaway.
It seemed to me that Memphis was clearly the most far along, like the farthest along.
Clearly the furthest along. They had gotten their amended notice of allegations. How long has it been now? Months. Yes, months. More than, yes. They got the notice of allegations.
I think the last thing was September 3rd, I believe.
And literally nothing has happened since September 3rd. And so it feels like they are... It's hard to know what else there would be to do, I guess, is that's the issue. We've never been through this before, so you just don't know. But it is hard to know what else there is to do. The amended notice of allegations was July 9th. So, and then there's back and forth after that. There's some extensions, whatever else. There may be something else left to do, but nothing has happened since early September. It feels like it's coming. That's what it feels like. That's one. And then the second thing is it feels like, just feels like, Memphis isn't going to like it. And that is, and we draw that conclusion from 2 things. One is all of their requests for extensions feels a little bit like they might just trying to be delay.
Yeah,
right?
It's certainly
the inevitable.
It certainly felt like stall tactics.
Yeah, it's like delay inevitable. And then the second thing is... when they filed their request for consideration, for reconsideration,
right.
If things had gone well on the consideration part, then they wouldn't have filed a request for a reconsideration. So that's the analysis. A, it's coming soon, or we feel like it's coming soon, and B, we feel like it's not going to be so great. Now, within the realm of not great, there's lots of things that could be not great. The University of Memphis could be outraged because Penny Hardaway is suspended for half the year, right?
Sure.
But I don't think most Memphis fans would consider that so bad. I mean, we'd feel bad for Penny Hardaway and all of that and whatnot. You'd rather have your coach, whatever. But in the end, for University of Memphis fans, it just comes down to one thing, and it just comes down to postseason ban, period. That's it. Like
I think most reasonable Tiger fans, I know there will be some out there that be like, absolutely not.
You shouldn't get anything, whatever else. No.
But I think most reasonable would say if it was a half-year suspension and they got to keep the postseason
As long as there's no postseason ban here, even if it's scholarship stripped, whatever the hell it is, limitation of travel, do whatever you want, no dry ribs for a year, whatever. Whatever you want to do, just no postseason ban. And I don't know that there's a postseason ban contained in that coming. Obviously, that's the fear. And I think people have been living a little bit in a world of sunshine and rainbows, trying to forget that this is out there, because the climate around the around college sports has changed so dramatically
and quickly.
It's like, they couldn't really be serious about this anymore, right? But the point that I made in the column was that the NCAA is not one monolith. There's not Mr. NCAA. There's not Roger Goodell. If there was Roger Goodell, I think this could go very differently. If Roger,
I think the entire organization would be more effective.
Well, yes, but that person would say, oh, we can't do this. A, we want Memphis in the tournament. They've got compelling players. B, look at the climate now. Everyone's stuffing their pockets with money. Ultimately, yes, of course it was over the decision to play James Wiseman, but before that, it was over $11,500 given to a kid to change high schools, not even to come to college. We can't, given the way things have changed, given that the Alabama quarterback is getting $1 million a year. Hey, this looks ridiculous if we're going to do this. We're just not going to do it. It's out of step with the times. And so we'll come up with some punishment that's punishment, but that isn't shooting ourselves in the foot. That's what a CEO would do yep. with the NCAA. There is no CEO. The people who are making this decision, they're just looking at the rules. They're like, we are the punishment people.
Right. That's what they are. We're the enforcement
wing. We are the enforcement, and we're going to be enforcers. Damn it. And they played him. And so, bam. After we told him not to. No one's going to mess with us like that. And bam. So that's the problem. It you like to think that a savvy organization that has a savvy leader would read where we are and make a decision according to where we are, but that's not the way this is going to go. So I think totally screwed is overstating it. I think potentially screwed is not overstating it. I will say this: I heard from various folks totally cryptic remark. Not as it appears.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. It could mean all kinds of things. It could mean.
I mean, the first thought that pops into your head is what you are thinking about reconsideration is not what it appears. That would be my first thought.
Yeah, I actually think it's about John Gruden is the victim of cancel culture.
Believe it or not.
I believe John Gruden got canceled, but the culture didn't cancel him. The NFL canceled him.
And he canceled him.
He canceled him. My argument to that would be, there's no question, I'm not saying he's a victim here. Like, in the end, he's being held accountable for it.
To say that someone is a victim of cancel culture means that they are unfairly being...
Correct.
Characterized. Or unfairly being punished for things that we only care about because we are a bunch of peas now.
Correct.
Right? That's what it means. And that's...
His words, not ours.
That's his words, not ours. Clearly his words. That's preposterous.
Correct.
Preposterous. He has been lost his job because of accountability.
Sure.
And because you simply can't have the person in charge of an NFL organization be someone who, as a fully formed adult... This wasn't a childish, oh, I was 15 at the time. I was caught up in my views have developed since then. This was while he was the voice of Monday Night Football.
Yeah, ESPN.
This was after he had already won a Super Bowl. He is deeply
sure.
embedded in the workings of the NFL, and he called Roger Goodell an F word, the word that is a gay slur,
mm-hmm.
and a clueless and anti-football P. He called Michael Sam a queer,
mm-hmm.
And ripped him for that. He said that Eric Reed.
Well, he ripped Goodell for pressuring them
to fight hire a quote unquote queer.
Right.
They ripped. Eric Reed should be fired. Eric Reed, of course, had demonstrated during the player
yep.
of the national anthem, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He hit them all.
he hit bingo.
He hit bingo. Whatever your favorite slur is,
yeah.
you out there, I don't think he used the N-word.
I did not see that, but he did have, you know, the lips.
But he said rubber lips, for God's sakes. He said
And Tim Brown defended it by saying that is Grudenism for saying someone that's double talk, but
the size of his lips is not a classic. And so and again, this was not as a I was 13 at the time, I didn't know. This was reprehensible language.
Full locker room talk, Jeff, come on.
And it was, here's the truth, it was totally revealing because he was comfortable emailing this to an executive of the Washington football team, Bruce Allen. Like, this is clearly the quote-unquote way they talked, right?
Yeah.
And so, and absolutely, he had, particularly, by the way, this is a franchise that it's had its failings over the years and whatever. But Al Davis hired Art Schell, first black coach in the NFL. He refused to play an exhibition in Mobile, Alabama because of the state segregation laws. He hired Amy Trask as the first female chief executive. He hired Tom Flores as the second Latino head coach in NFL history. I mean, it's a franchise with a history of being progressive, accepting, whatever else, and not standing for this kind of crap. In addition to all of this, by the way, John Gruden wasn't a very good football executive.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. Listen, do I think if the NFL hadn't said, Raiders, you have to fire him, he would have been fired anyway? Yes, he would have been fired anyway. Now, did the NFL was responsible for the leaking of the documents? Yes.
Yes.
I believe that too. 100%. As they should have.
Sure. To me, the biggest irony of yesterday was, I thought Friday's comments, like when you read it, you're sitting there going, oh my God, like how he doesn't survive the day. Well, then all of a sudden you find out he also went after Goodell. And all of a sudden, we will not stand for this. We're going to keep leaking.
I don't believe that. I believe what happened was they knew last Friday what was coming out.
Sure.
Everything that was coming out. They didn't just go discover more letters. They knew what was coming out. And they, and I think Gruden knew what was coming out.
Sure.
I'm astonished that the Raiders didn't act last week because the truth of the matter is he said, oh, by the way, it wasn't just Damari Smith that I criticized. It was Roger Goodell because he knew everything that was in there and coming out. He was honestly trying to inoculate himself against the calling Roger Goodell.
Yes.
And listen, I do believe he could have called Roger Goodell weak, ineffective, a puppet, whatever, but you can't call him a gay slur that begins with F.
Yes.
So it's kind of remarkable that he lasted the weekend. And by the way, he didn't say it in his statement. He did not say I was wrong. He said, I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't want to be a distraction, whatever else.
In his mind, I don't think he thought he was wrong. I think in his mind, he's probably in turmoil thinking like, you know, I was in a chat with my friends, like behind closed doors. I'm not defending it. I'm putting myself in his mind.
I think there's this impression. I mean, I'll be honest. I must be naive. I'm kind of shocked. I talk to people behind closed doors all the time when I'm not on the radio, right?
Sure.
I can't tell you the last time I heard anyone use the F slur for a gay person.
Yeah.
I just don't know who the hell talks like
but
that.
But I don't also think that you, like, your inner circle's not a lot of football coaches.
No, that is certainly true.
When's the last time someone in your chat told you to get big? Like, I imagine that's not, like, that's two separate circles in terms of your sphere and that sphere.
I'll be honest. I'm also shocked when I hear people using the N-word.
Do you hear that regularly?
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
My point is, I don't know who the hell uses these words anymore. Like, even if you're deeply racist,
sure,
you still have learned enough not to use the N-word.
Right.
And even if you're deeply homophobic, all you do is you talk about what you do is you make some big production about single-sex bathrooms or something, yeah. Right? Okay. But you don't call people the F word.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? Anyway, he's gone. And you know who's happy? John Martin is happy. Wouldn't you be happy?
Well, they haven't made the hire yet.
I don't care.
Well, I mean, yeah, you'd rather
his personnel moves have been crap. And the truth, I read a column today from Tim Kawakama in the at The Athletic, and it was about if you look at the moves that he made, It's not just that they weren't smart necessarily. He had this old school hierarchical view of the world, which is Khalil Mack, we're not going to give him that kind of money.
Right.
Evidently he was mad because he didn't come in and say hello to me when he was whatever. Mm. Amari Cooper, we're not, like, players are indispensable. What matters is me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.